Pesachim, where we're holding, Chanukah was a little bit off sukkah. In the greatest sugyah, the biggest sugyah of balance, the past a little bit more than a month, in Moses specifically, in the balance between Bein Odom La'atzmai and Bein Odom La'makim, in Mitzar Echad, every mensch, every yid is created with a full koiches hanefesh, all the tivis tikka koiches hanefesh, all the natiyas that he has, and that's kodesh kadoshim, and it requires self nurturing, self care. It says feeding your koiches hanefesh. We saw not only to make sure bechlal that they're beseder, that pasha, that's part of it. A person has to be thriving. That person has to be fed. The way we could be poil properly is only when the keiches and nefesh are being mizan in the proper way. Mitzad sheni, we saw ben adam l'makom, and ben adam l'makom, that's the tefiyas of ben adam l'makom. Many times demand and the derish for neivet Hashem, and they pull him, to extend himself. That's the last two vadim before Chanukah we spoke about, to extending ourselves. We spoke about the balance between them. We focused on the Iker Asei Toiv. And tonight I want to be mashlim with Sur Meira. We spoke about the Asei Toiv, I want to be mashlim with Sur Meira. And we saw that Davka, somebody who has Klar, Davka, the pillar of the Chashivas Atzmi, the Chashivas of his Koyches HaNefesh. So he's Davka, someone who Davka be Oisik in extending himself, pushing himself to Mekayim Ratzon Hashem and many, many Efanim that demand, at least momentarily, that you're going to be pushing and going against the grain of your Koyches HaNefesh. We saw Kala Pratim in there. He said, tonight we want to turn you Mashal Megabi Sur Meira. In the Sugi of Sur Meira, very similar to the Sugi of Asei Toiv, and after Chodesh Shtel, Shtel's got a very similar balance. Actually, before we start getting into the Chelek HaMaisi, the Avoid HaMaisis of Sur Meira, actually, Vekshtelling the Tzuris HaDvorim. Sur Meira is the Lavin of the Torah. The Torah is made up of Essen, the Lavin. They're much, much more. There are more lavin. There are many, many azars. And sometimes it's harder for maybe the seichel to verstehen what exactly is the te'elis of the lavin. The lavin sounds like don't do. It's coming to take away, to almost misalik us, not let us engage, not let us enjoy, not to do. It has a very negative connotation, First in Hashkofa, before we get into the first in Hashkofa, two Makaris, there's many Makaris. Just like, we saw this in the beginning of the Vadim, just like the Essen, and call it Terakula Betzim, is coming L'Toyv HaSein, is coming for our benefit, it's coming to make us better, and even to coming to make us to enjoy, at the end of the day, to make us be able to enjoy. A Lavim is the same as anything. Lavim, the whole point of Lavim, of Azharis, of Yisurim, is coming. L'Toyv HaSein, there's two Makaris, one I think we mentioned maybe a few times, where they could go in the beginning of Shirashim. Again, Shirashim state, Yishakeinu Minashikha is peel. Kitoivim Doidecha Miyayim. The Goyim is Medayik that it says, Neshika is a double Lashon, two Neshikas. Rashi brings, the Yishakeinu Minashikha is peel, is talking about Mantar. So up to Goyim, Mantar was like a Neshika, but there was two Neshikas. Just like the Goyim, an Ish V'Isha, when they get married, B'Shas Nisun, B'Shas Chasnas, like the Goyim, the Ish gives the Isha two Neshikas. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael two Neshikas. What are the two Neshikas that Ish gives the Isha? One is that he takes the isha to himself. It's called the positive nishika, nishika that we are connected. And the second nishika of the Goyan is a nishika to separate our, to be mafreshar from achirim. Second nishika is that you have no shaykhis to anyone else. You're only to me. It's the second nishika. Zok the Goyan, these are the two nishikas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael. Anoichi v'lo yilecha. There's Essen, that's a nishika. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that there was mitzvahs, learn his Torah. That's the way we mischaber ba'oifin chiyuvi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's all the layilecha, there's all the shasal loisa says, there's all the hazaras. It's also a nishika to separate ourselves from the kinyurah things that are going to shter our chibur, our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shtein the goyim the vayla, mefurish, that the loisa says is also a nishika, it's also a nishika. Everyone understands in the mashal between Ish v'Isha that you can't just say, okay, we'll have a relationship, but you'll be able to have a lot of relationship with a lot of other people, a lot of other things. Those other connections to any other thing, they're mafriya to the kesher, to the chibur. They're mafriya to the kesher. We understand from the going that this is the nature of all Laisa says. All Laisa says, any of the things that Kadosh Baruch Hu is misalik of, many of the times it's certain taivas, certain pleasures that there are in this world. Many times it's certain being lax, being easy. You know, you go, you see a guy eats. I have Arabs in my house now. You do eat. They don't have to do anything. They don't have to make brachas. They don't have to know isurim. No fresh dazzle. It's easy. It's light. It's light. All isurim are to make us conducive, to make us in a matziv that we could be mischaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the best thing for us. That's the best thing for us. That's what is Tov HaSeinu. That's a neshika state in Goyim. Al there is as mavur in the chinuch mitzvah reish chof ches. The chinuch is discussing this, the mitzvah of oishik, rather the love of oishik and oishashik. The chinuch means ready from Gemara. The Gemara asks, l'chur, we have the love of Geneva and Gzeil already. Why do you need another love of oishashik? Bring the chinuch, a klal godol that we have many times in Shas, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is koyful a love. To be marbev a love. A Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be marbev a love. So in the middle, the chinuch over there many times is off. The chinuch, people think that the idea of what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be marbe b'lav and kilu, he wants to punish us more. He wants to be marbe b'nokum, he wants to be making a kum, he wants to punish us more, kilu. If we do a lav, he could hit us three times. We do a lav of gzela, gneva, 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 Rotsa Kodesh Baruch Hu lezako yisrael yisrael lefika chir b'm Torah mitzvah zokter. It's not only going on Essen, it's going on lois aseiz. It's not only Essen, not only aseiz are they mezake, loshen zichuk, they purify the person, they purify him, they make him more compatible, more some a metzias that can be dovak at the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lavin a mezake, he said, Nusach, they're l'toy v'seinu. Lavin are also l'toy v'seinu. So before we start and we get into another mamaisa, where there's going to be friction between our immediate rotzen, our immediate feelings, and working on shmiras yisurim, shmiras azar, but it's very important to know first in hashkafa that the mushrush in the same yisoid and the tachlis is the same yisoid. But my mamuzgar, all the sugis is a balance. We mentioned this in the beginning. It's like that. Shtayim diber se shteit. Echo Dibur Hashem, Shtaim Zushamati report, Essen and Loisasim. In all the sugyas of balance, Beshurish, they start off in the same place. In the Tachlis, they end up in the same place. In the middle, there's tons of friction, tons of contradiction. In the middle, on the way, in the Olam HaMaisa, when we're working with them, they are stressing and pushing two totally different ways. In the sugya of self, Bein Adam La'atzmoy, and being Shmiris Li'alav, we're going to have a tremendous amount of friction. But it has to be clear first that everything's headed the same way. The same way your taivas, your natural taivas, they want to enjoy, they want to indulge, they want to take it easy, they want to have meruchas nefesh, they want to be socially enjoy. Lalavim are coming to do the same exact thing. I'll burn a higher even in a different way. Well, but then let's get into the lamaisa. In the lamaisa, maybe we're going to shvalt tonight, in the two, there's two chalokim of avoid of sur meira. There's the etzim taryag, there's the etzim loisa says. Is when you have an isser in front of you, and you're working on being shame and isser. And then there's what's called, a certain term is precious or maybe gdarim. There's a big chelik of sur meira which we're not being oisik and we marchik ourselves with them directly with an avera that's in front of us. We're being oisik and marchik ourselves in things that bring to averas. Many things that are right now be'etzem rishus, they're shetach of rishus, they're an area of rishus. But you make it there. Kaddish Asma Mutalcha, we'll see soon. Mr. Sharm talks about this. There's a chelik of making door, being marking yourself from something in order not to get to that. Let's first start with Yisurim. The Yid is mechuyev to be shomer, every laugh to be to watch, and hitzach and every single iser, chas v'shalom, to be even nishna nishalom iser. L'maisa, very often, very much, the people have nisyonis in this. You say the Yitzharas. There's nisyonis, certain patterns sometimes. Certain habits even that a person has that he either he's nichshon yisur. What does a person work on? He wants to work on bishmir yisur. It's your Hashem. It's mavu on the Ramban. You do the Ramban. Ramban's mavu. When a person wants to work on asay toiv a mitzvah, he uses ahava. And when he works on isurim, he uses yiras. Let's just take. I'm giving two mishalim. You do my mishalim always. Just mishalim. But you can makish to other things. Let's take a common example. You have somebody who is very used to picking his nails, biting his nails on Shabbos. Biting nails on Shabbos. So he's directly hitting a direct ister. It's not a chumra, it's not an ister. It's a possible malach, it's goyz, it's dairais, it's probably kalachiyad, it's probably nor derabonon. Somebody who has a habit, and he has a sign with it. Maybe he wants to work on Yerushalayim, he wants to work on this. One example, you have many examples in Hilchos Shabbos. There's many, many examples. Another example, so here's an example. Someone is looking at something he's not about to look at, and talking about something not power, talking about something a person is looking at. It's very easy in this sugya to be nichshol and direct. He said, "Deraisa bezrayi deraisa bezrayi alfisar nushayni mitzmamish deraisa." The rabbanon. I'm not going to get into the proto there. Two basic examples of a yid who is working on shmuzi. So this yid, you have to know he's nichshol. Sometimes he's nichshol mipam lepam. Sometimes he's nichshol kaseder. And he has to work on Yerushalayim. What is Yerushalayim? I'm setting up the map, and this is a lot of protim in this. This yid, particularly, has to work on Mizboinus, Musa Seder, Yerush Hashem. There's a Devar Hashem here. There's a fire. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you that you're not allowed to pick your nails on Shabbos. And when you do that, you're mechalal Shabbos. As if you made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not shoivis. It's like you had some kind of mullah saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I could say what I want to say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't tell me what to do. He starts from a boy and explaining on a Yerushalayim. What is Yerushalayim? Without getting into the Pratim, the whole chifts of Yerushalayim in the Maisa is connected the whole world of self-care, of Ani. The whole Yisoid of Bin Adam HaMatzmoy, the olive base of it is Ani. There's a lot of protein what Ani needs. But I work good when I feel good about myself. I work good when I feel choshev. I work good when I socially with other people. I feel good when I'm relaxed. All I. The whole word of Yerushalayim, the Aleph Yerushalayim is, at the point of Yerushalayim, then nothing else exists except for Ratzon Hashem. Exactly the Taich of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is that Lamitoy Sheldover. There's a melech. It's not only a melech, he's a boire. You're 100% totally, every second, he's mechaye. Is there anything else in the world that it comes, that even touches the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Everything is botul, mavotul, to the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's purely someone's working on Yerushalayim. That's obviously a direct stira to someone who's going to focus on Kavod Atzmi. Tzorich Atzmi, Tzorichei Atzmi. Here's where it comes. There's a good balance. So some people will tell you, okay, you see, you can't work on that. The guy is going to, no. We already spoke about that. No. Now you have to, you can't go to either extreme. If you're going to only shtel on Tzorichei Atzmi, so you're not going to be able to work on Yerushalayim. You're not going to be able to work on Shmiras Yisur. So many times, such a person has to be focused on the Yerushalayim. He has to focus on Yerushalayim. And he has to, at that point, so what's going to happen? He's going to hurt himself. So here's what we have to know. The first thing is, we spoke about Mamash Gold, the same thing we said in Asay Toiv. Somebody who has worked to spend time in himself, to work on the chashivas, the positive chashivas in his self, his health, his inner health, his health, to be a healthy, thriving person who has good koichas and nefesh, because nefesh are nourished. And he realized, we spoke about this a few times, it's koyedish kadoshim. The same rotz in Hashem that says not to mechal Shabbos and not to be over arayas, not to stick your head and your face and your heart into arayas. Yeah? The same exact thing says, watch yourself. Take care of yourself. I want you. I need you. I need you thriving. I need you healthy. When you have worked on that, then there already is a kinyan benafshoy. So we spoke to Sam Azeitoy. What happens is, there's a tremendous inner awareness that you have inside of you that feels in a positive oif in the chashivas atzmi. So mameila, what happens is even if right now, for a certain tkufa, I'm not focusing on that. I'm focusing on your shemai. But you'll always have that shmira inside of you. The fact that you worked on the kinyan, the chashivas of self-care, of chashivas of tending your needs, they'll always be there and they'll always be kilo like an alarm. If chas v'shalom, you're pushing yourself too far, or you're doing something that's going to be mazik, or going to affect you, hurt the person, so it's going to tell you something. It's going to beep, it's going to beep, 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 beep. This was the nakuda that we saw. It's going to watch. It's going to tell you to tend to your needs. Realize that you might be pushing in your shemaim. You might forget yourself. If you momentarily forget yourself, that's fine. That's fine. You're supposed to be doing that. You have to momentarily forget yourself because that's what your shemaim is. But the question is did it get forget? Did it get forget in Gansin? Did you ignore it or are you ignoring it in Gansin? Or no, is it there just the vaila on the outside, the outer layer, I'm ignoring it? Once you do that, as we keep on going back to what we said, yesh mokim, the nefesh odom for two things. It's not a stira that a person is on the outside in a very intensive way, focusing on Yerushalayim and Musa Seder, whatever the name is. It's not a stira. It doesn't mean that he's killing himself. A person could have two things. And he could have betoich atzmoi, a tremendous chashivas for his needs and a tremendous awareness to his self needs, and still right now being working on Yerushalayim. And let's not forget the last nekuda that we bought and we said in the last vow before Hanukkah, that at the end of the day, your koichas nefesh. So we said there's two prongs. First of all, there has to be an awareness that you're not going to go too far. But we said also that your koichas nefesh are only willing to momentarily, for a zman, for 30 days, for a year, let's say, to extend and push themselves, only if eventually they're going to get nourished on a higher level. The same exact thing has to be over here also. In Yir Shemayim, your koichas nefesh have to be convinced of the Akdoma that I gave tonight, that this is a neshika. Your koichas nefesh have to be convinced that right now they're scared. They're scared. They feel even, I don't want to get too much too pratim in this, one of the things in a person here is Yira, many times he feels a little bit, he's bordering anxiety. He feels pressured. Yira brings out a tremendous amount of fear in a person. And fear is something that Ani doesn't like. Ani is not comfortable. It's not its optimal operating ground. Yeah. So if you're going to tell it, okay, you're going to be in fear, and the whole life you're going to be in fear, and you're constantly going to be, you're going to have to be constantly like that, then it's not going to be mukhat to go anywhere. It's not going to go anywhere. But it has to be convinced, no, that I am the violent, a certain pushing a button a little bit, standing a little bit, pushing, I'm stretching a muscle. I'm focusing a little bit on Yira. I'm focusing on Yira, the Hirus and Yira of the Dvar Hashem, which is an age. But I'm anas to get something that's going to bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's going to be a rewarding, I'm going to have a rewarding relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes a person connects to the feeling of power, of discipline, there's a certain Nakuda, which again, we're losing more and more, this feeling, but definitely used to be that human being would be able to ever get a geshmak and push at the makuda of discipline. But bechlal, shtel on the feeling of that year is going to bring you, like we said before, it's going to bring you in a matziv, it's going to take you away from things that are going to take, that are distance you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the day, it might be a period where it might be a little bit, you're going to shtupin yourself, but soif dover, how happy you're going to be. Soif dover, happy you're going to be. Sometimes you just have to give a marshal, you just look in your mind, you give a tzir of a tzaddik. See, it's not a steer to have Yir Shemayim. Think of Yom Finkel Shlita. The Yir Shemayim is Ein L'Shara. The Yir Shemayim is Ein L'Shara. He's the happiest person. He's the happiest. It's B'Simcha. It's not although. It's Ein L'Achas. Because. It's although. It's because. It's because of that. It's because he is so ogeiten. He's a person who doesn't get involved in all kinds of things that take him far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sayin Yisurim, Sayin Midah Yisroes. saying all kinds of things that separate him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he could be so happy. That's what you have to have in mind. Then you could have a nefesh go. I want to move over now to Gedarim and Prishas. It's Shemei Shuk Shaychi. There's a sugya of Gedarim and Prishas. Let me just speak out. Prishas gets everyone very, 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 very nervous today. The Musik of Prishas, it's Mavur Mesir Hashem itself, is not a derech for Roiv Klai. So he says Lehedya. It's after you already became a tzaddik and you want to be chassid. A chassid has a part of his regular seid avoid his Prishas. So it's after, it's tzaddik. Tzaddik means you mekayim kol ha-Torah kula, kashur zadin. And then you're already oisik. Your ikra avoida is in chassidus. So most people, unless you get a haskoma from somebody, your rebbe or something knows, you're not going to be oisik chassidus kaseidin. That's not avoida for most people. However, it's clear, in the Mesir Hasharim, Rambam, many places, many places, that from time to time, every yid needs a shaykhus to appreciate. Every yid, any bar aliyah, any ben aliyah wants to grow, and he wants to grow in a certain area, he needs to have a shaykhus to appreciate. We'll use maybe a term that's more tame, that doesn't have negative connotations. What can I do? My generation is full of negative connotations. What can I do? We'll use a term of gedarim, yosik and gedarim. That's nothing wrong with appreciate, but that's a negative connotation by people. Yosik and gedarim. It's a musik of gedarim. You have a few mashal, it's a very common mashal today. In technology, whatever everyone has, yeah, yinishtar. There's a lot of things that are direct yisur. And there's a lot that's parv. It's parv. Now, when I say parv means no yisurim, it's a different sugya. I have to speak this out. It's never parv when you're talking about ruining yourself, menuchas hanefesh, and other issues. But I'm not getting into that. I'm talking about yisurim. Yisurim, technology, there's part of it that's parv. There's part of it that's parv. Not directly to him, but it's part of it. Okay. Say it. But, versteht sich, and this is the basic idea of a gedder. If a person, if he finds himself too much in the power of chelik, many, many people, they're going to drift to the non-power of chelik. Whether the non-power of chelik is isurim, for a lady it might be extreme addictive use of technology. Yeah, it's also usur. It's also usur. An addictive, anything an addictive, it's usur. It's mamash usur. So you might make a gedder. We want to make a gedder. And this is something that's very weird to make a gedder. Many times, there's many examples of gedarm from many different areas. Many times, people make a gedarm of eating certain places. Social connections, the tremendous makom of gedarm. Very often, a person finds that he has friends, friendships, connections. That don't do him well. Is there any isser being with that person? No. It might lead to yisurim. It might lead to a certain mahalich that is marchikuf makadosh baruch hu. This is the sugya of gedarim and prishas. So, over here also, there's a tremendous amount of direction. What are we supposed to be doing? And this is even a bigger chiddush. Are you allowed to be marchik from something that's parav? And you're allowed to already take ba'etzem yourself from indulging and enjoying something. Right now, I'm just hanging out with a guy. I'm not doing anything terrible. I should not be doing this. I'm eating something. I'm looking at something that gives me a little break. It gives me a chavas hadas. I'm looking at the news. Let's say someone wants to look at the news. Let's say it's kosher. Are we supposed to be doing this or not? So, Mr. Yashar Meperik Yud Gimel. Yitak is Marach. I'm not going to read it on the side at all. In the end, he brings Taka the Stiris, which many chazals that we brought. He brings Mitzarech on many places in Mavur. Like we just mentioned, that it's a tzoyrich gadol to be oisik and precious. Somebody who the oilam hazeh, the oilam of taivus, and everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in this world, even the rishus shabbat. If a person, he's totally hefkered, it's totally open. The guy's going to a waffle bar every other day. He goes to hotels every 3 weeks. He says, could be all power of an all thing. The metzias is two things. We've spoken this out. First of all, you're caught in the thick of Olam Hazeh, and it has a strong hold on you. It's going to bring you further down, very likely, to Yisurim. And Beis is definitely a kind of a stira to being focused and pushed and driven in Essen and Sailos Essen. So there's many Mekaris, Kadashas, Mamot Telecha, brings Barichos Gdoila, many places where the whole parasha of Nazirus, we'll see soon. A person throws me a second. Mitzat Sheni brings Mamori Chazal that we bring. He brings the Pasuk in Mishle, which the Rambam that we started with brings, Al Tzadik Arabic. He brings the Chazal, Lushami, I think we brought here. Because Rambi says, Osir Adam Litines Adin Lifnei Amokom Al Kol Masharo Eina V'Loi Rotzal Lecho Mimenu. Rambi says a scary thing, that if a person had another, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the opportunity to be Nene, and you didn't take advantage in it, you're going to have to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take it to task. You know what I mean? I gave you Anod, why don't you take that Anod? Again, that's the Yisoid of Atzmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, we're supposed to build ourselves, we're supposed to feed ourselves. So, what's the class? So, Mizrach Shoram starts by saying a klal. Then, after Arichas Gedola, he says like this, Harei Lecha Klal Hamiti. The Akdom is, there's a precious that's terrible, and there's a precious that's Kodesh Kodashim. There's a precious that's a chait, and there's a precious that's Kodesh Kodashim. Harei Lecha Klal Hamiti. Shekol ma she'enu muchrich la'odom binyonei oilam hazeh, roi l'shefer shmeh. If there's something that's an extra thing, we call it a luxury, but it's an extra thing, it's an excess. It's not a necessity. There's a mokum for precious, and even roy, again, if you're holding by it to a certain extent, a little bit is a roy. B'kol ma shu mukhrich loy me'eze tam shiyeh, kevin shu mukhrich loy, im perishu memenu harei zeche kreide. Hine ze klal nemo. L'chura, the mokum from this Yerushalayim is the Gemara in Tainus, which is the Rambam that we started with in Deis, coming from the Marantinus. The Marantinus brings down two sheetahs of what a Nazir is. He's a Nazir of Chayte, or is a Nazir of Kaddish. And Lazar HaKapar says that a Nazir is a Chayte. Barai brings a Chatos, al Shech Chotav HaNefesh. And Kan, Kolam Is'ane, any person who's Oisek, B'tzoimais, he's a Chayte. Mamais, the Gemara brings down another sheetah, he's a Kaddish. It seems to be, Agav HaMachalik, as we show him, Ramachal also, how we paskin, the Rambam paskin, stack like the Mamre, Mandamri is a Chayte. Ramban Kodesh in Parshas Gedolim seems like he passes like the Ramban Omer. Maybe it's a Kodesh. The Ramchal himself sounds like he passes like the Ramban. Maybe it's a pshara in the middle. Al Koponim. But anyways, the Gemara says at the end. The Gemara says in the Hemshech of that Sugya. The Gemara says that everyone agrees. The Gemara asks, "Her, you see, there is a chet." The Gemara says, "I. What does the Ramban Omer hold? That a nose is a Kodesh. Why does he bring a chatos?" The Gemara says, "Oy kasha. Hod the motzi l'tzurin afshe. Hod the motzi l'tzurin afshe." The Gemara says, it's somebody who can't handle a fast, can't handle being parashat asmei miyayin. Yayin brings simcha, agav, that's mavur, yayin brings simcha. Parashat miyayin, the friend of Zman al-Chazal used to push it. Wine was very common. That was a basic thing that bring people simcha. If you can't handle that, if you can't handle a tainus, then everyone agrees you're a chayte. It's kind of the mocker of the Messiah Shoshan. Mishar Milim, it's a klal gadol, something that's muchrach for a person. They have to go back to the other. The pillar of Ben Adam Latzei, Kodesh Kadoshim. You're Kodesh. You must say to Shrais, what's going to be? I might come to Yisurim. What's going to be if I hang out with that guy? But you need it. You need that relationship. You're not going to, you can't function without that guy. Again, if he's bringing you to direct Yisurim, you have to talk, you have to work it out with somebody. But Lamaisa, if you can't function without something, if you can't function without V'kach V'kach, a certain amount of, a certain eating, let's say we're talking about a parva, something achilo. So right now you can't function. What can you do? You're a chayte. If you could. So two things. First of all, the Messiah Hashem for Yezalis, the Nakuda I've been pointing out many times, and go over, we have to keep in chazing over, we should see this more and more. He fears and he says, this is just a klal. We're waiting for Messiah Hashem to tell us, okay, what's considered mukhrach and what's not considered mukhrach. Messiah Hashem to say, okay, you're allowed to have three meals a day with this amount of meat, and this amount, it doesn't say that. It doesn't fear us. Mishpat apotim apli aklal hazeh ein moser el al shikul das ulefi sich lo yuhul alish ki efshe lekabitz kol apotim ki rabimem vein tzoich al odom yochal achif al kulim el dover dover b'yitah. There is no rule in this sugya. There's no rule in this sugya. To be able to weigh out what for me is my nafshi, my ben odom, the nafshi needs, ben odom atzmi needs, and what is considered extra that I can now say I'm going to work in my odom mokam, every person has to be b'shire himself. We keep on speaking this out. Is it right? Do I need this? Do I not need this? How can I be mishayar for you? You need to be armed with the two different pillars that we're talking about. You need to be armed with a tremendous amount of chashivas for your own koichas and nefesh, and a tremendous amount of chashivas of Yerushalayim. And then you could start weighing out, is this mukhach for me or not mukhach for me? There's a more ridiculous machlikas Rashi Tosfos, and that's sugya. At the end of the sugya, of the machlikas is if nozer considered a kodesh, Rish Lakish Omar Nikr Chassid. So it's very, very awesome. He doesn't say who's Nikr Chassid. He doesn't say Mis'ane Nikr Chassid. Rish Lakish Omar Nikr Chassid. Shenema, Choymel Nafsha Ish Chesed. This is Machlikis Rashi and Tosis, as far as Afuchas, what we're talking about. Rashi says, Rashi of Anar, Rashi and Tanis says, Rashi, the Pirush Rashi over there says, that it's too long on the Mesane. Ha Mesane, the Chsiv Goymel Nafsha Ish Chesed. It's going like the second Shita, that he's a Kaddish. Someone who's Nisane, he's a Goymel Nafsha, Goymel Meloshin, abstaining. Sometimes it means removing yourself from. He's a chassid. And Tosis says, "Punk fakert." Goyim al nafshay pirush, goyim al chesed al nafshay. She ain't a misane nikur chassid. The bocher or the younger man who he says today, "What can I do? You know, I need to eat a geshmaka breakfast. I need to have a nice coffee." Tosis says he's a chassid. Rashi sounds like he's a choyte, and Tosis sounds like Rashi's chassid is a choyte. Smarshamar safuches. Who Rashi says is a kaddish, Tosis says a choyte. And Rashi says, there's a Kodesh, Rashi says, the Torah says, there's the Lord. They're both true. It depends. It depends, Taka, on which person we're holding. If you're mukher for something, then you're a Chayitei. And if you indulge yourself in it, you're a Kodesh, even if you're Rashi. But if you could, if it's something that's holding and you're, again, it's not going to take care of your basic thriving in your ground floor, in your Koyches HaNefesh, then you daka kodesh. This is the guidelines in the sugya of the Gedarim. I don't want to fear us. This is bad. It's maybe like a litmus test. When we finish up this chelik, a litmus test bechlal for avoida in sur meirab, specifically in the kliyoker in that sugya in the parsha from Nazir, in parsha's Nasi. It's more dikavart. It's chori saying there's a lot of different. It's a mavucha gdeila in the Rishonim exactly who he paskin like. It's not clear 100%, but it seems like he's going, he's asking. Finam an amr holds, of Elazar Kapper, who holds that he's a choyte. Why does he only bring a chatos after he's matami himself? That's the kshav of the Kliyaga. He should bring a chatos no matter what. If he says, he says. So he says like this. He says something happened when he was nitma, it was in his barer, that for him it wasn't a positive. What's the word? It's a more dicky side. It's a more dicky guideline in this sugya. Hutzach oid hutzach kapar al shatzir al his last gang, the Kliyoker. Hutzach kapar al shatzir atmai v'tachas ha-shaloi avar ha-shashem b'sim chokiyim b'tzar. Zog the Kliyoker, if he was nichshol, it's a sign that he didn't have the basic happiness, the basic positivity, the happiness, inner happiness that a person, human being, is supposed to have. And since he was bitzar. I'm going to translate English words. Bitzar means he was snappy, edgy, agitated. That doesn't mean he was pretty consistently snappy, edgy, and agitated. This person, that's why the chilichokas mizram is. That's why he wasn't able to keep the dinei nozim. That's why he wasn't able to keep the dinei nozim. Hasimcha iro al shleimus hapoil kamoish shenem averoyim derech oitzid bi ki ilu o yisameach ben aziris. So I've known different people. Some people, a lot of preachers, parsha preachers. In the Taki, you look around, there are two types of people. There are people when they're oisig and preachers, it comes with a lot of casualties. Comes to casualties on himself and definitely all the people that are around him. Maybe it's Chavrusa, if you're married, it'd be your wife, it'd be your kids. The person, he's always thinking so he misses, he's always thinking things, but he's snappy, he's agitated, he's not. And there are people over Simcha. Sedu Amor de Katsir was, I don't know if anyone still remembers him, Chaim Brin, Sukhain Alvracha, Sayyid, Kaddish, Tom Kof Motzum. There's Yedua, that he was always sick. Exactly what, but some people say Roiv Yomav, he was Tzoyim, he was Zichur, was Oisik Keseder in Tzoyimus. He was the happiest, he was shining, he was Mavik. I think Chmein, the stipel, used to always use him as a Musik, he's a Dugma of a Parush HaToy. He was just saying, Brim, he wanted to see how to do Parush. Chaim Brim, there was a Kinnira in his Koichas HaNefesh. He, like we spoke about the whole time, he fed his Koichas HaNefesh. The closeness, the tire that there is, it fed his Koyich HaNefesh. He didn't turn off his Koyich HaNefesh. His Koyich HaNefesh were fed. If a person is being oisik and precious and all these things, and he's on a consistent basis, I'm madish. I don't mean to say keseder. Maybe keseder was tak happy, but a regular person is oisik these things. It's not pshat that when he's not going out to eat, when he doesn't want to eat, he's going to mamish feel that second burst of simcha. No, avada, like we spoke about. At that second, it's going to be complicated. It's going to be hard. But your general overall, I'm not talking about that second, I'm talking about your general overall happiness. Your general overall, there's a general happiness, simchas achayim, that a person's supposed to have. If on a consistent basis, it's affecting your simchas achayim, something's wrong. I'm throwing in you an eye. If someone else comes and tells you something, yesh lain, you should ask a rabbi, you have to ask somebody. If someone comes and tells you, and I see you lately, you're a little bit edgy, you're a little bit upset. It's archi. You have to go. Don't say, you know, don't push him off, and you say, you know yourself. You have to ask a third opinion, ask a rabbi, ask somebody what he thinks, tell him what's going on, tell him what the person thinks. This is one of the greatest litmus tests in the sugya. Sometimes we don't measure ourselves right. If it's affecting your simchas achayim, in the parasha of Rishis, in the Torah, that this is something that you have to be able to see if you're being oisik in the precious in the right way or not in the right way. So far, nice, we come to an end a little bit. This chelik of Ben Adam Lamokim, Ben Adam Atzmai, there's a few nekudas that we didn't touch. I want to come back later. We've been doing this quickly. I want to take a little bit. Maybe we'll come back later. There's a few problems. I want to talk about in the next few weeks, a little bit about the balance of how do we be noyig? Do we do things at all? Like the free of the gederis, the meser, the alta deris, the way we always did. What do we get with the times? The maisa. It's tough shim baby. It's tough shim baby. You know, you have to do things. The maisa. We have to deal with the ardor. We deal with that a little bit of Ezra Shem in the next few weeks. Thank you.